About any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. Local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With journalist Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge, host Joanne Hardesty interviews Jessica Campbell of the Rural Organizing Project about the Burns occupation and community response. At 9 o'clock, hear Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, with Teresa Mitchell. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fogering speaks with Michael Clare about his article, There Will Be Chaos, Big Oil, Big Oil's Collapse, and the Birth of a New World Order. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, host David Nyman speaks with Keith Lee Morris about his novel, Traveler's Rest. And at 11:40, it's a special Words and Pictures with the directors of the animated feature The Box Trolls, the third feature film from Oregon animation studio Leica Entertainment. Thank you, KBOO members, for your support to keep KBOO on the air. If you are not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
And now it's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
Hello, yes, once again it is time for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at the station and in the greater listening community. We are joined tonight by Aaron Yankee, who is our program director. Our phone lines will be open tonight. If you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, the number to call is 503-231-8187. Again, that is 503-231-8187. Like I said, Mike and Monica are not with us. Instead, we have Aaron Yankee, program director for KBOO. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great.
Well, welcome. And for those of us in the listening audience who aren't familiar, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role here at KBOO?
The role of the program director is to officially to be in charge of everything that happens on the air all day, all night, all year. We break that up differently with Kathleen Stevenson and Lisa Loving sharing the responsibility. So mostly I end up working with the music volunteers and weekend volunteers. I also work with the Youth Collective, which is super awesome. And I've been in the past couple years also really focusing a lot on the archives.
Yes. Tell us more about archiving specifically, and what is this archiving that you are doing?
Well, as you know, we create all this awesome content and then we keep it so that we can listen to it later. You know, if we want to hear stuff from what happened in the 80s, we have a fair amount of it. If you, on our 20th anniversary of the WTO, we can pull out a lot of stuff where Andrew Geller actually broke the story that the talks had collapsed. You know, like, we have these really important moments in our history, and we have done a fair to middling job of keeping track of them. But the lot of the mediums that we have kept this on have changed. So we used to keep everything on reel-to-reel tape. That is a pretty stable way to keep audio. But now that they're 40, 30, 50 years old, the tapes are deteriorating. So it's important to get those digitized. And then it's important for us to not just have them be in another box somewhere. Like, we also need to get them cataloged and on the website so that people have access to them to hear them and hear about, you know, all of the different alternative communities that we broadcast all the time to get to hear about the histories from those points of views and those perspectives.
Are we doing the digitizing here at the station?
We are doing some of it here at the station. We had two great public history interns from PSU, Ryan and Gary. They digitized a lot of our mini discs. We can in-house digitize the DATs. It's another kind of dead medium. We also have a lot of CDs. We cannot in-house digitize the reel-to-reels because they're too fragile. So we are working on getting grant funding to get those sent out to let the pros do it and be able to save that, because they might be flaking off. They might just have like one play left in them. I would rather that be while the professional is digitizing them than while we're trying to figure out what's going on in here.
So once the material does get digitized, then how do you go about cataloging it?
Human labor, human volunteer hours.
People power.
So that is something that if you're interested in volunteering, it's really neat to actually just get to listen to all this old stuff and put the tags on it and figure out what it is. We're not really at that stage yet, but there'll definitely be a lot of help needed to create the kind of database that we want to create that just makes it really easy to search, has all the information in it that people are looking for and that they will be looking for down the way.
And how much material are we talking about here?
We have a room that's pretty full of stuff. That's the Public Affairs Archives. That's, I think, about 45,000 pieces. Our music archives are not nearly as well cataloged, and that's probably about another 20,000. That of that, some of it is not stuff that we have permissions for or copyright to. They used to, in ye oldie community radio days, they used to take reels and they would record stuff on them and then they would mail them to the next station down the road, the next community station. So there's a lot of Eastern European orchestras that we
just ended up with the material.
We have their recordings.
We were kind of the last in the chain.
Yeah, so we'll be sending those back to, I don't know, East Germany or wherever they came from. We're figuring out who should archive those because we just don't have the capacity to be archiving everything that we have. But then a volunteer in the past had also gone through those and found, like, they found the 1971 recording of Doc Watson at Reed. So that got digitized when he passed away. We got to play that on the air. You know, there is really special things in there. We just have to spend the time looking for them with the music. And then as we are constantly creating 24 hours of content, we also need to figure out how to keep the stuff that is born digital, is how we're referring to it, getting that in the archives. So the archives can just kind of keep growing as we keep going.
And the ultimate intent, I assume, then, is for the archive to be accessible to the listeners.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is why we will be, in doing this digitizing and getting this grant and working on the database that is searchable, we will all eventually get connected into our website, and so it will be accessible to the public. And hopefully, with all the work that we're doing, it can also be accessible to other community radio stations, so they can do this with their archives, and we can just keep spreading the information and the histories and all of the, all the work that we do here can then be easier for other people to do the same project.
And what are you learning as you work through this lengthy process?
It's a really interesting, it's really complicated. I've learned a lot, mostly from getting to find the right community people to help us. Like, Ryan was part of this Groundswell Oral History group, and he was a public is a public history intern, or no, public history grad student at PSU. He was our intern. But I had been looking for that, like, who are the people? Are they the librarians? And I never really got any traction with the librarians, and you're just kind of flailing around, like, who are these people? And we finally found, public historians. They deal with archives. They deal with other institutions that aren't necessarily already thought of, you know, different collections. There's a National Radio Preservation Task Force that a friend of ours from the Bay Area is involved in, and she has gotten us connected to that. We have people now at the Oregon Historical Society. Their video and audio people have been really helpful, and it's like, oh, okay, you guys are doing pretty good. So we've gotten really far with just kind of not knowing what we're doing. But it's so nice now to be at that level where, oh, we don't know what we're doing, but we're finding the right community partners to help us continue to be on the correct road of getting it done and done right. It's really cool.
All right, we've got about 5 minutes left, so let's switch gears and talk about events that are coming up that people should know about.
Okay, well, the one thing that you did not mention in the list of upcoming programs is that tonight at 8 o'clock, Dr. Demento is going to be at the KABU Studios, right in there where David and Jimmy are, and he'll be co-hosting Ditch Digger Radio with Marcel from 8 to 9 p.m. tonight. So that's upcoming and exciting. And then also this Thursday at the Clinton Street Theater, we do the monthly We Real Cool jazz movies. Lachodrome is the movie that we are showing this month. And that is this Thursday, which would be the 20th. Well, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow, that's easier to remember, which is a movie about gypsy migration and has a lot of different styles of music and people migrating from Egypt and Turkey and Romania, Barcelona. And the Django Files will open the evening. They're going to have a short set. Excuse me. And they're going to start playing at 6:45. So the Clinton Street Theater is at 2522 Southeast Clinton, but it's the only movie theater on the corner of 26 and Clinton.
Yeah, easy to find.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to us about board member vacancies.
Oh, we have a couple. We have two seats that are currently open. It's a bit of a time commitment, so that is something that we're trying to make clear to people. I think it's 10 to 15 hours a month or so. The meetings are once a month, but the applications are due on the 12th of February, I believe. 12th or 15th of February, so you have a little time. The board meetings are the last Monday of the month here at KABU, so we recommend that you come and check one out, see what you're getting into, meet the people. It's a really neat work, actually. There's great people on the board right now. We're doing a lot of visioning for the future with the strategic plan. Our next 3-year strategic plan is being worked on right now. So in 2 years, it's going to be our 50th anniversary. So it's a really nice time to get in on like the visions of where we've been and where we're going. And to do it from a board position is pretty powerful. So applications are available on the website. Also, more information is available on the website. I think if you go right to kboo.fm, there's a banner that you can click on that takes you to all the pages.
Just one question about Dr. Demento.
Okay.
Does he bring his material in when he comes to play?
He does bring in his own material. And then I think Jason also brings in some stuff that he's going to try to be like, well, what about this? You know, to get him, you know, a little bit more surprised and off the cuff. But yeah, he's bringing in his own stuff. He's making 3 speeches at Reed, I think, as a Reed alumnus. He comes once a year and makes some speeches. And one's about punk rock. One, I think, is about... I looked it up before I got on here, and then we're talking about other stuff. You'll find it. He'll tell you all about it, I'm sure, tonight.
Yeah, listeners of a certain age will be very familiar with him. And so... yeah, tune in. If you know who he is, you are going to want to tune into that tonight.
And if you don't know who he is, you're still going to want to find out. Like, yeah, how, when once you hear him, then you'll be like, oh, he was the person that made, you know, Weird Al famous. He was the person that really brought a lot of novelty back into the public consciousness during the late night hours of the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
But that was my time with him.
Same here.
Yeah.
He was the comedic alternative to Art Bell.
Yes.
All right, well, Aaron, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, great to be here.
Great information.
Always.
Really excited about the archive. Looking forward to seeing what comes out of it. Really looking forward to seeing all the material or hearing all the material from years past that have not been accessible to this point.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. It's great.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland. Up next, Occupy Radio. We're going to hear it from Professor Dr. Richard Wolf, but first, these messages tailored for you.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 33rd Real Music Film Festival running through February 8th. Thursday, January 28th, will screen Landfill Harmonic. Landfill Harmonic follows the Recycled Orchestra of Keitora, a Paraguayan musical group that plays instruments made entirely out of garbage. When their story goes viral, the orchestra is suddenly catapulted into the global spotlight. This 2014 film has been described as a testament to the transformative power of music and the resilience of the human spirit. That's January 28th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center in the Witzel Auditorium at 1219 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information on the films and more can be found at KBOO.FM on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is Mike Crenshaw.
And Monica Beamer.
We're your KBOO station co-managers. We wanted to say thank you to all of our members for helping KBOO to exceed our goals in December.